do the description.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could?
I don't know, Shahi. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could wood?
You need to say it.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Forget you. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck chuck?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I think I got it.
I think a woodchuck could probably chuck a lot of wood. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That didn't sound humanly possible.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck
if you slow it down?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much
wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck? No more, no less.
I'm gonna say 10. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood could a woodchuck?
I think you could increase both your volumes a little bit.
You have that the wrong way.
Oh, that is
you still have it the wrong way.
No.
Yes.
No, trust me, I'm a doctor.
Noah, flip it around.
Fine. I was stubborn. I am stubborn.
Bro, can you not put it in?
No, see.
It's gonna fall.
No.
Noah.
It's not gonna fall.
Lean it over.
Hi.
Okay, then. Just put it in right, bro.
I did, see? Oh, wait, see? Now it's not falling.
Thank you.
See? Even if I do that.
See? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Let's go, I got it. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I don't care that you got it. I'm just happy I got it.
I like doing that. It's fun.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
I love not doing that one.
What about Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers?
No.
Okay.
Peter Piper picked a peck of peck. Peter Piper picked a peck of peck. Peter Parker picked a peck of
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker picked a peck of peck. Peter Parker picked a peck of peckles, pipples, and pickles.
All right, try with some music. And I still think boost your mic volume a little bit.
That's a loud chicken. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck for woodchuck could chuck wood? I'm just play something random.
I'm trying to push you right here. I can't push you.
How does audio sound, my friend?
Everybody knows. Lucid Dreams.
I'm underwater right now, really playing the piano. Like,
he didn't really want
to
do it.
When I found out I had to really be underwater for like 30, 45 minutes, I ain't really want to go through with it for a minute. I ain't gonna lie.
He ruined his Rolex.
You could play The Lion Sleeps Tonight. I forgot about that song.
Because I love the piano.
But it was all worth it because everyone knows this song.
Dr. Disrespect, he like doesn't take
stop it. How are you?
Dr. Disrespect, he like doesn't take shit, and he's just such a good entertainer. Like, and I love the way he claps back at people. I get on his like chat and I chat in there and he just never sees it. I've donated like $2,500.
Wait, what?
And he never pays attention to me.
He's not a simp.
He's in the anti-sim.
Dr. Disrespect.
That's
like,
why he's Dr. Disrespect.
Shit,
stop it. How are you going to get past me? I mean.
Bro said the Teen Titans really just teabag Superman.
Other weakness.
No, that's good.
They really teabag Superman
by exploiting your other weakness.
Did you know that the very first episode of the
This has got to stop.
Did you know that the very first episode of the Attack on Titan anime, which aired on April 7th of 2013, would eventually go on to foreshadow one of the series' most pivotal plot twists almost a full decade later? This detail can be found in the title of the anime's first episode, which was To You in 2000 Years. And while this alone holds no real significance, it would not be until the release of the anime's 80th episode on February 6th of 2022 that fans of the series would truly be able to understand the importance of the first episode's title and the brilliant foreshadowing from the series' creator, Hajime Isayama. As the series' 80th episode would go on to be titled From You 2000 Years Ago. And while it's clear to see the correlation between the two titles, the real significance only manifests once you consider the events that unfold within episode 80, which is the episode that Eren frees Ymir from her 2000 years of slavery, and explains that all of the events thus far in the story has been the result of Ymir leading Eren to her. And as a result, this one piece of foreshadowing ultimately displays the fact that Hajime Isayama almost had the entirety of Attack on Titan's decade-long story planned out quite literally from the series' first episode. Did you know that the very first episode of the Attack on Titan anime, which aired on April 7th...
This has got to stop.
12,000 fentanyl pills showing up with the kids' Halloween candy.
People giving trick-or-treaters poison candy with razor blades is a total myth. You gotta stop spreading this rumor. If you're caught handing out unsafe candy, you could be charged with assault, battery, or even attempted murder. But what about real cases of dangerous candy? There was a dentist who gave out candy-coated laxatives in 1959.
Oh, God, everything's balanced, but I feel like the overall volume just feels low. Like, can you boost... The other side, a little bit, maybe.
There you go.
Stories do not rhyme. There's been a couple of cases of people putting sharp objects in their own candy as hoax, and a few unfortunate people who were poisoned by family members, but not strangers. In fact, there's never been a confirmed case of a child killed by candy they got from trick-or-treating. But the damage to our collective psyche has already been done, which is why this has...
What random acts of kindness have backfired on you, making you wish you never attempted them to begin with? After witnessing firsthand how incredibly rude so many people act toward cab drivers, I started sitting in the front seat of taxis and having conversations with the driver. I had a lot of interesting conversations. Plus, most seemed to genuinely enjoy the company, and many actually thanked me at the end of the ride. Then one time, while studying abroad in Vienna, I started talking to a cabbie who picked my friends and I up from a bar. We were chatting about his wife, when suddenly he put his hand on my thigh, tried lifting my skirt, and continuously attempted to grope me as I slapped his hand away repeatedly.
Whoa.
Thankfully, we were right by my dorm, so I jutted out of the cab, and we obviously refused to pay. The cabbie threatened to call the police, and one of my friends ended up punching him in the face.
Type.
What random acts of kindness...
Josh, you have 60 seconds to guess this movie.
Avengers Endgame.
Andrew Tate is calling up.
I actually have a funny story. So after the game that we won in Atlanta against the Rams, Snoop was there. And I brought my, so my son was 11 at the time, to the after party. And the game ended pretty late. So it was midnight. It was in our hotel. So we had this little special spot on the stage. Well, Snoop had a pole up and there were some girls. They were clothed. But at the same time, there was a pole. And my son was here. He had his eyes open and he was listening to music. And I said, Jack, cover your eyes. And he goes, Dad, I'm good. I'm good. So it's 2 a.m. And
do you know in Shooter?
I'm going to do a draft real quick of guys that only came out of high school.
Ooh.
Only came out of high school. I'm going Kobe.
I'll go LeBron.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
LeBron's better.
I forgot about LeBron. After that, T-Mac.
Kevin Garnett, dummy. Come on.
Dwight Howard.
That's a good pick. Real good.
Nice team.
We your guard player, Luke.
I'm going to just go Josh Smith.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, I'll take Sean Livingston, King Mitty. Give me that.
Give me Moses Malone, short of the front court.
I'm going with my heart on this one. Give me Steven Jackson, some toughness.
McDonald All-American.
Oh, did Monte go to college?
No, he
did
not. Bullet.
I want Monte Ellis. That's my guard.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I got you in this draft, though, Luke.
I'm going to do a draft real quick of guys that only came out of high school.
Ooh. Only came out of high school. I'm going Kobe.
I'll go LeBron.
Oh, okay.
That's not too bad.
LeBron's better. I forgot about
which superpower is better? Teleportation. It's like the buffed version of flight. Because with flight, you still have to deal with...
Y'all feel good? Feel ready? Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, every time you yawn, it's now relevant to the topic.
Oh, for real.
Play it up. You can just open the show yawning a bunch and then be like, we're talking to you about sleeping or not sleeping.
When COVID hit, we weren't sure we'd
don't
ever
don't care be right now, bro. I have a show to do. Let me have my little 10 minutes. Watch comics. Fun fact is...
Right, I'm
fun fact,
y'all.
This is how I read better. This is how I found... Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You cry when you're tired. That's strange.
Yeah, my eyes water a bunch.
Fun fact, this is how I got better at reading.
Oh, that's cool. I like... I don't have the attention span for books, so I listen to, like, audiobooks.
What's up, my comic comrades? Yes, it's Villains Month, and yes, the Black Adam movie dropped this week. But
it did?
DC writer Jeff Johns also gave us the finale of the Flashpoint Beyond miniseries, and let me tell you, it ends with a bang. So today, we're going to give you an overview of Issue 5 and the finale in Issue 6. Even Issue 5 has a big reveal, giving us the real name of the Joker. Something I never thought DC would tell us, but that's why you never say never. With that said, let's dive in and see how this epic miniseries comes to a conclusion.
Okay. How long is this video?
Issue 5 opens just 2 days after the Dark Crisis. We first see Mr. Terrific on a talk show being asked to explain to the viewers what the Great Darkness really is. He tells them the simplest way to define it, Ms. Chen, is an ancient living corruption that can infect and control sentient life. When it was unleashed, the Omniverse as we know it was nearly destroyed. Again, not that this latest disaster directly affected our Earth. Instead, the Omniverse outside of our universe seems to have been altered. Chen asks, and the Omniverse itself is defined as... He tells her the Omniverse is the totality of all parallel worlds, and the multiverses that contain them. The Omniverse is everything,
okay,
and everything matters. Dr. Baxter, who was also on the show and part of the Time Masters, laughs, saying, I've watched your cord talks, Mr. Holt, so that'd be a first. With all due respect, the Omniverse is hardly everything. Yes, it has been the center of the exhaustive crises that have threatened us, perpetrated by the great evils of this dark age. Evils like the Anti-Monitor, Alexander Luthor, and Superboy Prime. Darkseid, the so-called Batman Who Laughs, and most recently, Pariah in the Great Darkness. Yes, it's all grand and bombastic, but it's not everything. There are more important matters to all this than an infinite number of Earths or how many multiverses there are. You see, the truth is, everything only matters when it matters in our hearts. Which is a very meta way of saying the only things that matter to comic fans are the things that they like. But she goes on to say, let me explain. When you're referring to the Omniverse, you're referring to all of space, but not the other half of existence. Time. The Omniverse has been disrupted and transformed on a handful of occasions, but afterwards it stabilizes, including the Metaverse, which is our universe and the one from which all the multiverses were born. At its core, the Omniverse and its multiverses are conceptual in nature, while hypertime is emotional. Therefore, hypertime is never stagnant because it reacts and changes with us, perpetually growing and splintering off into an endless number of timelines. Again, another meta way of saying that the DC universe is always changing depending on what us fans like and don't like. Because if we don't like something and the sales aren't good, they cancel it and try something else. Hence the countless DC reboots over the last 10 years. Dr. Baxter goes on to say, at every major personal crossroads, a choice is made. And it is at those times of great importance that the timeline can split. When that happens, new timelines are born within hypertime. And unlike parallel Earths that come and go like a Tinder date, these alternate timelines forever exist. Hypertime can be unpredictable, it can be violent, and it remains unexplored. That is where the Time Masters come in. We study temporal phenomena within hypertime while we do our best to police it. Essentially, the first few pages of this issue gives us a breakdown of how the DC Omniverse, Multiverse, and Hypertime work. But during the interview, Dr. Baxter teleports away as her watch goes off with Jeff saying, Bonnie, it's Jeff. The lab's under attack. Rip's gone. I need help. Elsewhere, we see Bruce Wayne Batman meet up with Ra's al Ghul, who's alive even though he was thought to be dead. Ra's tells Batman that he has his father's ashes. Batman asks, how did you get this? He replies, a member of the self-appointed Justice League Incarnate is an associate of mine. I read Korvac's journal, which I found in your cave, and I've done my research elsewhere, Bruce. You can still save your father, but you don't have much time to do it. We are then taken back to the Flashpoint one day after it was recreated, where Thomas Wayne is on his way to Arkham talking to himself, saying, this was the Clockwork Killer's plan all along. Keep me distracted while she killed anyone who could change the past. But how is she alive? How did she know about any of it? And what does she want now? Now remember, it was revealed last issue that Martha Wayne Joker is somehow still alive and is the Clockwork Killer that Thomas Wayne has been looking for. At this point, Oswald Cobblepot, Thomas Wayne's Alfred, calls him saying, boss, I read the files on Gilda Dent, basically telling Thomas that she's crazy. But Thomas says, it doesn't matter. I know this doesn't make any sense to you, but it's all going to go away tonight. You've been a good friend to me, Oswald. Thank you. We are then taken back to Arkham, where Gilda Dent was just revealed to be the Two-Face of Flashpoint, as we see Martha Wayne Joker approach her and Gilda's son, Dexter. Joker wants to kill Dexter, but before she could get a chance to do so, Thomas Wayne Batman comes crashing in, with Martha saying, hi, honey. The two then start fighting, with Batman shooting at her, saying, why are you doing this, Martha? Why did you kill them? Referring to all the time traveling characters. She swings her knife at him, saying, "You'll find out." At this point, security starts coming, saying, "Stop or we will shoot." But Batman just throws Martha in a cell and locks both of them in. Batman tells her, "This is just about us. You died." She then asks, "What are you referring to? When we last saw each other 30 years ago in Crime Alley? I've been wondering about that myself, ever since the man with the golden mask was talking about Bruce. I heard him while I hid within these walls. I made him tell me everything before I killed him. How this world was changed from what it should be. How Bruce became Batman, not you. And how the Joker, if you can imagine, the Joker was a man. His name is Jack Oswald White. Finally telling us the Joker's real name, which is insane. We actually did a whole episode on the Joker's name reveal from this issue and talked about the previous names he's gone by throughout the years. So you can check that out right here. In any case, Martha goes on to say, before the time travelers to be, Mr. White was the first one I went to see. How could I not? Out of simple curiosity. In this world, Mr. White was a failed comedian with a wife and child, stuck in a menial job cleaning the bathrooms at Wayne Casino. But they are a happy family, happier than we ever were, Thomas, as she stabs Thomas in the side, causing him to fall through the floor to a secret hideout of hers under Arkham. She tells him, Mr. Hayden, he sounded crazy. All this talk of other worlds, about you destroying this one to save our son. What I wouldn't do to save our son. Why do anything to save Bruce? Wouldn't you? As she puts her hands on some sort of time traveling vehicle, saying, I know you have questions, Thomas, like where are we? After you left me for dead, I woke up and I found a stream that took me out of the cave. It led into the sewers, to here, like fate. It was a loony place to die. So I did it. It was where I first heard his voice, drifting down like a cleansing rain. This world shouldn't be, it said. I hunted down the people that would potentially know how to change time and took everything they knew, leaving a trail for you to follow, keeping you busy while I built this. Then back in Bruce's cave, we see the globe cracking with Quirky saying, you see that, Bruce? The globe can't contain the hyper timeline. It's leaking through. Back to Martha, she tells Thomas, we're going to go back in time and ensure that it's us who die and that Bruce lives. All it costs is the entire universe. So what's it going to be, Thomas, as she puts her hand out to him while also pointing a gun at him? Then back on Earth Zero or Earth Prime, we see Rip Hunter arrive before Bruce saying, you know why I'm here, Bruce. Bruce looks at him saying, I won't let you interfere. With Quirky Baxter jumping in saying, Batman, you can't do anything to stop the boss. I warned you, but you wouldn't listen. And now you're up a creek without a paddle. And this, my friends, leads us to the sixth and final issue. But first, we got something from today's sponsor, Trends International, that you have 30 minutes, an OJO guide, as all decor to get 10. All right, issue 6 kicks off with Batman and Rip Hunter standing off in the Batcave, with narration from Batman saying, his name is Rip Hunter, Time Master. He calls everyone by their first name, as if we're close friends of his. It drives Clark crazy. He's the most arrogant man I've ever met in my life. And considering I know Lex Luthor and Hal Jordan, that's saying something. The same goes for his fellow Time Masters, all of whom claim to know everything about everyone when it comes to the past, present, and future, including this 13-year-old boy, the younger brother of Rip Hunter's partner in crime, Dr. Bonnie Baxter. Quirky's been lecturing me on the dangers of what I've done since I've activated the snow globe, warning me about Hunter's impending wrath. I stole the globe from the time lab with help of the only two criminals in the world who would recognize the watch that was stabilizing it. Both the watch and the globe are imbued with the chronal energy connected to Dr. Manhattan, which transformed them into temporal talismans capable of capturing and containing the flashpoint, a timeline that was never supposed to exist. It's the only environment that can keep my father from evaporating into nothingness. So this narration finally explains to us what Bruce has been wanting with the snow globe this whole time. It's what's keeping his father and the flashpoint timeline alive. Bruce then puts on his cowl.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, bum, bum, bum. Don't have nobody to call.
bum bum bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum
bum bum bum bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh,
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum bum bum
bum
bum
bum.
Mr. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 90.7 FM. Today, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. I'm joined by
DJ Show Money.
And today, we have an interesting show. We're going to be talking about, you know, nodding off, nodding back in. We're going to be talking about some sleep. What sleep habits are important? Maybe get a little crazy, talk about our dreams. But until then, you are listening to 90.7 FM. This is Clubhouse Radio, and we will see you soon after the news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers are preparing to call on the county's Commission on Reapportionment to reconvene and create a district map that would meet legal requirements. Legislator Brian Cahill has introduced a resolution for consideration this month asking that the Commission meet, and I quote, as soon as practicable, end quote, to redraw a legislative district map to meet the criteria under state and federal law. The measure is co-sponsored by seven other legislators. The resolution will be considered by the legislature's Ways and Means Committee when it meets on November 10th. If approved, it will go to the full legislature for consideration on November 15th. But even if the resolution is approved, it will likely have no effect since the legislature lacks the ability to compel the commission to meet, and commission members have already decided that short of a court order, they will not meet to create a new map, even though the one they submitted to the Board of Elections does not comport with state law. The commission created a map and submitted a final plan to the County Board of Elections in July. However, in September, County Attorney Clinton Johnson notified the commission that the map was illegal because it did not conform with the size parameters required by law. Johnson directed the commission to reconvene and redo the map to correct the error, but commission members are of the opinion that they cannot redraw the map without a court order directing them to do so. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. TheUpstater.com is reporting. The New York State Police have received multiple calls on what is being called an, and I quote, imposter scam, end quote. The fraud usually involves someone calling and claiming to be from an entity such as law enforcement. The caller will claim to be an officer, possibly even using the real name of a local police officer, and they could use technology that displays the fake name or a number matching the police disguise on a caller ID. The caller will attempt to convince the person they are in violation of the law, have an outstanding warrant, or have a relative involved in an emergency, claiming that money is needed for fines, medical payments, or bail. The demand is for a large sum of money, and they direct that it be transferred in unusual ways without any face-to-face interaction with the caller. The scammers have been known to try more than once to get money from the same victim. Among the tips to protect against scams, take a pause, verify any supposed emergency by calling friends and family before sending money, especially if the caller has warned not to do so. If the caller claims to be a bail bonds person, ask where the relative is being held and contact the facility directly. If the caller claims to be a police officer, get the exact agency name, hang up, and call that department directly. Be suspicious of anyone who calls unexpectedly asking to be sent money. Additional information can be found at ftc.gov. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that the WAMC Northeast Public Radio Board is preparing to increase the base salary of its president and CEO, Alan Shartok, by more than $100,000, bringing his base compensation to approximately $350,000 a year. Shartok, 81, has been with the station for more than 40 years. When contacted by the paper, he claimed not to know the amount of the proposed salary increase or how much he is currently paid. Shartok also questioned why the proposed raise was newsworthy. He said, and I quote, "I do think there was some sense that people in comparable jobs make much more money. That's what I was whispered to," end quote. As of June 30th, 2021, Shartok's base compensation was $23,321, according to the station's most recent public filing with the IRS. WAMC last month raised more than $1 million as part of its most recent fundraising drive, the third time this year that listeners have contributed a seven-figure sum to the public broadcaster. Shartok said recently he had no intention of retiring anytime soon. He said, and I quote, "Until I decide and the board decides, I'm going to continue to do it, and I love what I do," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Claryville to 53 in Tannersville. If you notice a bit of a difference in the way I'm reporting early morning temperatures, it's because I have switched over to the New York State Mesonet Direct Telemetry. So we're not going to get as many towns listed, but the data will be much more accurate. Snow falls today, 1,300 miles away near Pierre, South Dakota. Over here, we have a wonderful couple days in store as autumn seems to take a pause. A few clouds form today as the temperature rises to 70 degrees by 3 p.m. Overnight, the mercury dips to only 56 degrees. Then, tomorrow we'll have some stiff winds, but also a high of 73. Saturday night, winds get gusty and chances of rain enter the area. We will see a low of 63. Sunday, rain lingers, as do the winds, and we get a high of 73. Overnight, stays wet and the temperature dips to 59 degrees. Monday, it dries out and we get a high of 72. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:02 a.m., low tide at 6:48 a.m., high tide at 12:44 p.m., and low tide, once again, at 7:13 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 54 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 5:34 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:28 a.m. Looking way up, we see a speedy plasma stream is already ramping up geomagnetic activity, pushing the Aurora Oval down through those Canadian territories. Solar wind speed is currently 557 kilometers per second at 11.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark. AM radio might still work. Overnight, all frequencies will have fair conditions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 65. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. You are listening to 90.7 FM broadcast in Catskill Acre, Hudson. And today I am with
DJ Shaw.
As I am always. And
Money.
Oh my God. And today, our show, would you like to tell them?
Sleep good.
Sleep good.
No, but sleep bad.
Yes, that is our title. And I mean, you can use your intuition. Come on, we're going to be talking about sleep and good sleeping habits. Before we do that.
I'm pretty tired.
You're going to get some yawning?
I'm pretty tired.
The whole reason we picked this topic is because we're tired. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. But there is importance to sleep. A lot of importance. Before we...
knew some facts.
Oh, yeah, I do. Before we get into the crazy stuff about how it's super healthy and right, what's the craziest dream you've had? Let's start it off with something funny.
How do I... A lot of my dreams are like, what is it? Lucid dreams?
Yeah.
Where you're there.
Yeah, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but it's like, majority of my dreams are like reality. Like they're close to real life.
Yeah. Right.
Let's see. There was this one dream I thought it was in a comic book.
What comic book?
I seen Spider-Man.
Hey, yo, nah.
Spider-Man, he was just a menace, like.
See, that's like, why sleep is
but
good.
It, like the way the dream was, it was like, I was a criminal, like.
Oh, okay.
It was like I was like robbing nobody or nothing. It was like I stole a bag of chips out the store.
And then Spider-Man.
And the dude was like, "Hey, he stole a bag of chips. Somebody get him." And then Spider-Man. Like, and it's weird. Like, the dude was Arabic. Like, it was weird. It was weird. Like, the store owner was Arabic. Walked in there with a black hoodie.
This sounds like a setup for a punchline.
I swear to God, it's not. The dude was Arabic. Walked in there with a black hoodie, some gray joggers, and my Jordan 1s at the time, which were blue and black. And I walked in there. I was like, dang. I don't got no money. Like I had a couple of dollars like to get to Arizona. And I was like, dang, I don't got no money like that. And I was like, dang. It was a bag of Ruffles.
Man, imagine getting Spider Imagine getting Spider-Man called on you for a bag of chips. That's wild.
It was a bag of Ruffles, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
And it was like a $2 bag of Ruffles.
So that's why dreams are cool though.
I put the dollar on the table, I was like, Yo, bro, I got that Arizona. Dude turned around, snatched the bag, but he heard the bag go, and he seen me walk at the store. Like I kind of was like, not a walk, it was kind of like fast jog-ish.
Yeah, I got you. Getting out of there.
He was like, he stole it. Somebody get him. And I was like, wow. And then, mind you, I'm kind of running because I'm thinking Brody chasing me.
No, it's not Brody chasing
you. Turn the cut. I just looked down. I'm like, yo, I'm out.
You can't outrun Spider-Man.
So I see. I get
good luck.
Lift up a couple feet.
Man, spider senses were tingling.
All I said is, I said, oh, I'm like, yo, what? I'm like, yo.
That's superhero brutality.
I'm like, yo, I'm suing. I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I'm suing.
Nah, that's wild. And I'm so, like. I mean, that isn't that much of a good ending, but I was going to say before, that's why dreams are good. They're healthy, or sleep is healthy, and you get to hang out with Spider-Man. I mean, hopefully, you don't end up like our co-host.
At the time, I was like 15. He was like,
that got beat up by Spider-Man in his dreams.
It kind of had like two endings. They were like, oh, okay, he roughed me up, and he kind of told me how to fight, tape, and it was like,
okay. He was like, oh, man, taking you under his wing.
He was like, oh, you stole back. I was like, oh, you took a bag of chips because you were hungry. And I was like, yeah, you know, you gave me a black eye. you know?
Oh, that's tough.
And he was like, I'm sorry.
So, fun fact. You will not keep that black eye when you wake up, and that's why sleep is important. You're getting your rest in. Did you know that people who get more than 7 hours of sleep are 10 times less likely to die early? I'm trying to find the words exactly. I don't want to misconstrue. Yeah,
to become a
early mortality rates are higher in people that don't sleep. So pretty much, layman's terms, if you don't sleep, you're gonna pass away sooner.
How many hours of sleep do you think you get
per night? I don't know. I try to get my sleep in. Sleep is fun. Depends on the day. I'm hoping at least like a good 9 hours, maybe like 8.
I'm probably gonna go to like 5.
Oh,
I'm probably gonna go to 5.
Rest in peace. No, I'm so sorry.
I mean, my body doesn't put me to sleep until like 1 o'clock in the morning. So like,
well, teenagers do go to bed later.
5, 6. 7, so I get like 6 hours of sleep.
Okay, well, that's definitely better than 5. Actually, by quite a bit. Teenagers do, though, actually wake up later. The production of melatonin in their bodies happens later in the day. So that means teenagers just naturally fall asleep later. So that's probably why. Your body's telling you to stay up, you know? That's what your body's doing. You're producing chemicals to stay up.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but like, there have been times I fell asleep. Like early, quote unquote. But there have been times I fell asleep at 10, and I've woken up at 1 o'clock on the dot, and I won't be able to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I hate that. That is.
No, imagine that happens to you like 3 times out of the night in 1 week.
Yeah, I've had that happen. That happens when I'm sick a lot. Whenever I get sick, I can't sleep.
Crazy thing is, I barely get sick. I get sick like once a year. Mm. Once every other year.
Is that so?
Yeah. Great, because I would think my immune system's garbage.
Well, actually, sleeping does mess up your... Or not sleeping, not getting sleep. Sleep good. Not sleep bad. That's our show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, simple show. We're just trying to keep a good message, you know?
Know something, like, I realize, like, from kindergarten to high school, like, from kindergarten to college...
I miss nap time.
When you're younger, they teach you to sleep.
Nap time, yeah.
By the time you get to middle school, they're like, kid, what's nap time?
Yeah, school starting early is wild because super early, kids aren't hardwired that way.
If you really think about it, school was trying to get us to go to sleep from kindergarten till like fifth grade. Because think about it. You had nap time from, let's say... What, an hour of sleep? Come on. You know how much I would love an hour of sleep?
Yeah, can we get a nap time back?
Like, think about it, right?
Just move nap time from kindergarten to high school.
Think about it, right? They teach you to go to sleep. Mm. From kindergarten to, when do you graduate? Like, what, third grade?
Mm-hmm.
And you go to middle school?
And then, yeah, middle school kind of throws it out the window.
Okay, like, no, but it
but sleeping look, wise.
Look, here, this is the reason why I say
I got some sleep in elementary.
Excuse me, I apologize. This is why I say it doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
From kindergarten to third grade, they teach you how to sleep. Then you go to middle school. What do you have in middle school that you still have in kindergarten through third grade?
Lunch.
No. Well, yeah, but...
What?
Recess.
Okay, yeah.
Recess, they tell you to run around, get all your energy out, make you as tired as possible.
Yeah.
What happens when you're exhausted?
And you don't got any energy. No, sleep, mad point.
You're tired.
You need sleep to fuel yourself.
And you go to sleep.
Good sleep, just as important as like a good breakfast, for example. You need that energy.
But think about it. When you get to high school.
You got no sleep.
You don't have recess.
You lose that sleep.
You don't have recess. Mm-hmm. You don't get tired. Like you have to make, like.
You don't get tired at the expense
you get,
of.
You get lunch. It's like a job. You get lunch. You don't get recess.
And it starts earlier than a lot of jobs. A lot of jobs be 9 to 5.
They'd be like, bro, you could get like a 30-minute hour break.
Yeah.
They'd be like, bro, you get like 28 seconds.
I mean, I don't blame it. Sleep is hard to manage because it's hard to get sleep. You got to make a grind. You got to go on living. You got to make money. You got to go to school.
Word. But you ever just like you ever just go to school nonstop? And then you, like, let's say you miss your bus or like you don't feel good. And your mom's like, or dad's like, you don't have to go to school today. And you just sleep your whole, like, you're so tired, you sleep the whole day.
I think that's something called, like, sleep debt. I think you can actually, like, build up sleep debt from not sleeping enough, which is
like,
wild.
Because that, like, that's happened to me before. I've almost, there was one time I was so tired, I almost slept for, like, 2 days straight.
Mm. You want to hear all the type of wide range of disorders that not sleeping will cause?
Sure.
Okay. Hypertension. Obesity, type 2 diabetes.
Obesity, yeah, type 2 diabetes.
Impaired immune functioning, so you get sick a lot easier. Cardiovascular disease. I don't know what that means. I think that's... I'll look up that word in a second. But we also got mood disorders, so...
That's like mood swings and stuff, right?
That could also be depression, anxiety. Ooh. So if you don't get sleep, it's affecting your mental, too.
Yeah, you know, you could also be seeing stuff like...
Neurodegeneration.
Oh, what is that?
I think it's like losing brain cells. Oh. I think that makes sense. I can say definitely happened to me quite a bit.
I would say that makes a lot of sense for both of us.
Yeah, and dementia. Dementia is sad.
That's not funny. I apologize. No. I apologize. It's like.
And dementia.
The way you said it, bro. It's like the way you said and dementia.
And dementia.
Like it was just.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
And dementia.
Like
you said it mad upbeat, kind of like.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
And dementia.
You want to know what else?
And dementia.
Speaking of dementia.
And dementia.
No, stop.
Get it? Okay,
you want to know what else makes people go to sleep if you have a hard time sleeping?
What's that?
ASMR.
Oh, yeah. ASMR is fire.
ASMR is
fire. I like to listen to like nature noises.
You see, me, I'm different. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very weird, you know.
I got
like,
you.
Like me, I listen to people cutting hair.
We getting a haircut today?
Okay. Brody will ask me questions.
Okay. Gonna go ahead and brush down the sides, though.
You know, Brody could be asking me questions. You feel me? I'd be vibing.
This is an interesting experience, audience. How much sleep do you get? I think this is
a good question.
Look at yourself through the lens. Do you need more sleep? If so, I think it is very important to get what you need. You know, you gotta meet your own accommodations. So maybe think about it, you know. I don't want to push you too much. You do what you're comfortable with. But
there's so many different types of ASMRs. There's like video game ASMR, scratching ASMR, ASMR role plays, like
I got you.
It's just,
you know what is ASMR to me?
This. Not butterflies. Not butterflies. Butterflies can be ASMR, but...
Butterflies flapping their wings? Butterfly effect. ASMR. You know what's ASMR to me?
What?
Lucid dreams.
Like the song?
Like the song.
You want to hear the song?
I think we should play the song. Okay. And then we also got a news break, because look at the time. Striking in 6:30. Oh, if you are listening right now, by the way, you are listening to 90.7 FM. This is Clubhouse Radio, and we'll be right back after... the song Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD, and then our news.
I got you.
Shadows in my room, can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done, I thought you were the one. Listening to my heart instead of my head, you found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room, can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done, I thought you were the one. Listening to my heart instead of my head, you found another one, but I am the best.
You want me dead. I take prescriptions to make me feel okay. I know it's all in my head. I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you in my bed. You were my everything, thoughts of a wedding ring. Now I'm just better off dead. I'll do it over again. I didn't want it to end. I watch it blow in the wind. I should have listened to my friends. In the past, but I wanted to last. You were made out of plastic, fake. I was tangled up in your drastic ways. Who knew evil girls had the prettiest face? You gave me a heart that was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you made heartbreak. You made my heart break. 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 My heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one. Listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me.
Hello,
man.
How's it going?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM. You're listening
WGXC.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio right now. And today, our show. Would you like to give a brief rundown?
Sleep good. The other half.
Okay, I got you. Sleep. No sleep bad.
Wait, no. Wait,
okay, I got you. Sleep. Good.
No. Wait. I say it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. Okay.
Sleep. Good.
No sleep bad.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm reading a study right here to prove it. I got.
Oh wait, actually,
what?
I have a study right here too.
Ooh, you want to play it?
Can I play it?
I'd love to. Let's hear it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
You want to give some commentary as we listen?
Yeah.
Let's give some props to the author who made this.
True, TRU TV.
This isn't high school.
Okay, so props to them. This is on YouTube.
That
teenage you wanna watch
nightmare
it?
Reminds me of another one, not getting enough sleep.
Boy woke up
for
at 6:30 in the morning.
The snooze is a matter of biological necessity. Puberty can
right
cause
there.
A delay in our body's circadian rhythms, which drives us to burn the midnight oil.
Okay.
So teens aren't just staying up late to Snapchat and
hashtag.
It's because they hashtag are hardwired to.
Hashtag sleep is good.
Hardwired to.
Hashtag sleep good.
Have to wake up early
hashtag no sleep bad.
The Weird. Average school starts at 8 a.m. and nearly 10% of U.S. high schools begin at or before 7:30. That is way too early. Doctors recommend
think.
Between 8 and a half
I know school around New York starts. Here, you want to pause this just for a second?
When your body needs you to stay up late.
I want to share a fun fact. So
why didn't you just share the fun facts before I played it?
Okay, play the video.
Needs you to stop snoozing in your 7 a.m. Spanish class. Besides not doing well in school, sleep deprivation can make you sicker and more depressed. This is why the American Medical Association is practically begging middle and high schools to change their start times to 8:30 or later.
Oh my God, I would love that. I would love that.
The thing I was gonna add is that a lot of kids, they have to be there. I know in New York, around, especially around where we're broadcasting, it's like 7:30, but they have to wake up before that to get ready.
Oh yeah,
and then before that to get on the bus on time. So I know, I knew people from school that were waking up at 5:30, and that just hurts my soul hearing 5:30, that.
5:30, I woke up at like 6.
I don't know. I don't want to wake up before the sun rises. You feel me? I want to wake up to the sun rising.
Right. Okay. Let's see.
This. And that should be what time? Right.
What time does school? Let's say Texas.
Huh?
Let's see Texas.
We got Texas.
Texas. Okay. It's kind of like the same time around it for us. 7 in the morning.
Hmm.
Let's see. What about New York?
Oh, what time it is now?
No, like.
They get up. Yeah, I got you. My bad. What time they get up in the morning?
Ooh, wait, what?
I know some schools are changing it, and I have to do say big shout out, big props to the schools who are actually taking the steps to give the students what they need to learn, and that is a basic biological need, sleep.
That's a really long time. What time do you get out of school?
I know the schools around here. I think it's like a weird time, 2:17. Yeah, I don't know why that time exactly.
I get out of school at 2:37. School starts at 8.
We keep the weird 7 number. Why is that? Why we ended off on 7? That's weird.
Like, my school starts at 8:15. School starts at 8:15 for me, and I'm like, you know how much time I have. But like, that's
run it back to when you waking up. How, like, what's your morning routine look like? What's the life in the life of Shahi? What we doing?
It depends.
I got you. We're waking up for school.
Okay. Which day is it? Like fresh off the day or like
fresh off the day? We're going for a nice Thursday.
Ooh, okay.
One more day till Friday. Come on. That's our imaginary scenario.
I take night showers. I'll take a night shower. Or if it's a Thursday. I take morning showers on Thursday because I don't care if I'm late.
I got you. Oh, okay. I got you.
So I'm late. I be late. So.
Do you get the sleep that you need?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not. but like my alarm.
You heard that.
Okay. How do I put this? I'm going to have to show you my alarm.
Okay. I got you. And would you say that on days you get more sleep, you do better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like even you get me coming to school and I'm grumpy and I'm antisocial.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, we were just listening and reading how the lack of sleep makes you can exasperate mood disorders.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna show you my alarm. Look at this.
I got you.
read that to the people.
Okay. Bedtime 10 p.m. Wake up 6 a.m. That's a nice 2-8.
Wait. No. It says it. That's 8 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours. I was doing.
I don't go to sleep at 10.
No, I don't blame you.
I go to sleep at 1, and this is not talking about all my other.
Man
alarms.
Subtracted the 0. Man said not 10, 1.
This is not counting all my other alarms.
Oh, you got a little bit. Oh, okay. You got a little bit of alarms there.
I have 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. There was one that was like 5 in the morning.
Oh.
I had one that was like 5 in the morning. 5.
I know you're not getting up that early. You just hear it and go,
You're like you ever go to sleep and like
never.
Like no. you ever like be on the verge of sleeping? Like let's say your alarm starts at 5. You go to sleep at 4:30, your alarm wakes you up and then you turn it in the snooze when you think you turn it off and it wakes you up again. I'd be wanting to throw my phone across the room.
Put that thing on airplane mode and just throw it out the window. It's gone. It's gone.
Word. But matter of fact, guys, it's like 6:30.
Reaching the halfway point.
You know, we should play now.
Worko News Update. And I am your host. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I am your sound engineer, DJ Shaw Money, and here we go. We.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a Spectrum News 1 Siena College poll released November 4th shows Democrat Josh Riley 5 points ahead of Republican Mark Molinaro in their contest to represent the new 19th Congressional District. An October 6th poll showed a similar lead, both within the poll's 5% margin of error. Then Riley led Molinaro 46% to 41%. Now Riley polls 48% support for 43% for Molinaro. Riley is from near Ithaca, while Molinaro lives outside of the district in Dutchess County. Poll has Republican candidate for governor Lee Zeldin leading Democrat incumbent Kathy Hochul inside the district 50% to 45%. The geographical area favored Democrat Joe Biden by 4 percentage points over Republican Donald Trump in 2020. Voting continues through November 8th, and you can read the full story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Supreme Court Judge Christy D'Alesso ruled November 3rd that Dutchess County Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Haidt must follow state law and establish a polling place on the campus of Vassar College. The League of Women Voters Mid-Hudson Region and a Vassar student and professor brought the lawsuit. Haidt has lost several lawsuits about his policies to prevent college students at both Bard and Vassar colleges from having their own polling places. County taxpayers have shelled out more than $120,000 in legal fees in Haidt's repeated defeats over issues at Bard and Vassar. D'Alessio wrote in her opinion that, and I quote, the plain language of Election Law G4-104(5-A), which includes the word shall in quotes, as opposed to may or should, specifically mandates the designation of a voting polling place on a college or university campus where, as here, the petitioner demonstrated that the college or university campus contains 300 or more registrants to vote at an address on such college or university campus, end quote. Haidt has not yet decided his next step, telling Mid-Hudson News that he is, and I quote, reviewing the decision with my attorney, David Jensen, that was just issued a few minutes ago to determine our next steps, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that Stoutsville's Church of St. Joseph holds its last Mass on November 5th. Albany Diocese spokesperson Kathy Barron said, and I quote, St. Joseph is not technically closed in the eyes of the church. It is still a sacred building designated for divine worship, end quote. But declining attendance since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic means there won't be regular services any longer at the Roman Catholic Church. It is unclear whether the food pantry operated by St. Joseph will remain open. Building of the church began 100 years ago, with services beginning in 1925. Barron said, and I quote, what is going to happen to the church? We really don't know, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
My question is to you, how many zones are there? How many zones are there?
Zones.
Yeah, zones.
You got your sleep zone, got your try hard zone, I would say.
Okay.
You got your depressed, I don't want to do anything zone.
Okay.
you got your everything is great. Hold on, life is happy zone. So five.
Okay, look.
Five.
You want to know the best zone though?
What?
The zone where you have, where you wear earbuds, not headphones, but earbuds, either or right now, and you close your eyes. Again, this is Clubhouse Radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
Broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson.
Yes, and we're going to be listening to the Tucker Zone.
Please ensure your earphones are in and
we're
going to
have commentary. Wait, rock, paper, scissors for commentary.
What?
Rock, paper, scissors for commentary.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, commentary.
I saw you change that, but I'll let you have it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready for this,
yeah.
Nicola?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
You know.
One, close your eyes.
Right. Dropping the bomb.
Oh, I thought that was you blowing in the mic. Hey, looks
like it worked. Okay. I think this might be too quiet for the audience. You want to play a different ASMR?
I mean, we could.
You know, to be honest, you know Philip Grant, our newsman?
Let me show you what I mean.
There you go.
Creepy. There we go.
Every day our mind runs basically on
that's
one
better.
He should do ASMR.
Why? I want you to think about what it would look and sound like if I had a water bottle in my hand.
Should we do ASMR?
In fact, start to hear me shaking that water bottle.
Dude, do you want to?
Right by your right ear.
That's too close, Gabe.
You just made the water bottle a real thing just by thinking about it. Check this out. Farther. How close? How about around your head? Okay, we're done with this. I'll just throw this back here.
Oh, ow.
It's so crazy how everything around us is...
This guy's disrespectful. Get him out of here. He just littered in our room. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Right. How dare he throwing water bottles around.
All right, so you said you wanted to do ASMR, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something you said, right? I mean, it reminded me.
I mean, you said it, but I'll agree with
okay,
you.
Okay, I got you. It just reminded me of Philip Grant. He would be great at ASMR. Our newsman... He has such a satisfying voice, man.
All right. Welcome to Sean Money and DJ Collins. ASMR.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM. This is our and besides ASMR, let me just say, what are some other things that could help sleep? You know, just going down the list.
Late-night coffees, like I lied.
No. Tea.
Some warm milk.
Yeah, some warm milk. Try not to have caffeine throughout the day, if that helps. If you're a caffeine person, though, we got some other ones. You know, why not? And while our host, or sound engineer, we both did that today. I'm your host, DJ Cola. And while our sound engineer produces some satisfying ASMR sounds, we're going to be going over all the things that can help sleep. What about lighting a candle?
Try whispering.
What about lighting a candle? You know, taking a nice hot shower before going to bed. Relaxing in the water. You're going to sound jail.
Sound jail. Jail. Jail.
any like relaxing noise. This can help, you know, if you're into ASMR. I like nature sounds. That puts me to sleep.
You know. My voice is very soothing, you know.
You know, you got that soothing ASMR voice.
Put you to sleep.
DJ Sean Money and DJ Cola.
Bottle tapping.
We're gonna pull a Tucker Zone and throw it across the room.
There you go.
Wow. Look at that. Third time's the charm. I mean, that's how we ended the second bit. We can do it again. That's how we're going to end our show. We're just going to throw the computer on the ground.
Oh, my God. Don't...
Mazel tov.
Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, I forgot about this video.
Being a teen is hard enough. And later start times would help teens feel better and do better in school.
I did, too.
Just by letting them catch.
Is it just me that forgot about this video?
Now, if you'll excuse me.
No, not me. Me, too. My brain isn't working.
As he goes back to sleep.
Exactly. You need your beauty okay. Sleep.
Now. I forgot about this. You picked this. What is this? What's alarm?
Alarm? Oh, it's a song about sleeping.
Excuse me.
Your excuse.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. You've listened to this.
Got my eyes on a computer screen, trying to work my digits in. I fidget with my lettering, but never with my sentences. I pause and check the clock, and it appears it's 6 a.m. again. Another night wasted or another day finished, and my mind is steady running in place. I don't want to fall asleep because I got so much to say, but I don't want to stay awake and keep exhaustion at bay because I'm presently just dead inside the bed where I lay. I might as well work now. Maybe it could suffice. It's more a method of confusion than a dip into life. It's right. Like my body parts are planning out an intricate heist, except my mind has been logged in on a different device, and my session expired. I'm exceptionally tired. Every step is like fire straight from my head to my toes. See, I'm an excellent liar when I've slept the required 8 or 7 hours prior. But
one cuss word. Which was?
It's okay. We can skip it.
Which was? You know, tell me later.
It's okay. We
it
could.
Was butt.
Oh, no.
Which is actually our streaming device.
That is true. Shout out to Butt. Shout out to Phoebes on the other end, too.
Word.
Hey, Phoebes, make sure to get your shut eye. You need it, too.
Get your shut eye.
You need.
No, actually, let's see. This song was by DJ Phoebe, actually. And this is Dreamville. I'm sorry. I got a little excited.
Nah, we getting excited for Dreamville. Sounds wild.
This song is Dreamville.
We rocking
with
it.
Yeah, rocking on. I'm gonna give my honest opinion.
It sounds like it. It sounds like the one we just listened to.
Does it?
I kind of. It's got the same piano vibe.
Hey, hold on, wait.
Hey.
This is good.
I met this girl the other day that wanna know my story. She said since the world against me, she all for me. I told her God must have overheard my hope for wishing. Crazy how I never would have thought to be in this position. Cause see, hip hop say my life is such a cliche quote. But before I grabbed the mic, I was the poster try to broke. Saw my first deal off the really shit I wrote. Now to my city, I'm the closest thing to hope.
Oh my God.
Used to be barely
yeah,
above water, now I'm
float.
Same in my DMs, used to take me for a joke. Talk cold behind my back, they call me bro. Like, bro, you gotta match one before you blow. I always leave a message on scene, cause I'm smoke. When really young, I had these niggas on the low. And that's just how it goes. She go, damn, yeah, that's deep. I know. Tell me about it. My life be full of stress, fake. Sleep deprived
life. Dreams. My been colossal though. Used to be on a roll. Now it's born with some riding. Now everything I flow hot as fuck. I mean, poblano though. Me and Lee supposed to been did this perfect timing though. Remember us being younger, talking about getting signed to call. I was so hot headed then. I'm a lot calmer though. Trying to buy me a brick house when I get calmer though. Money go help with a lot of things, but not the trauma though. Had so many adventure times. We used to run from the Jakes to make it for Southside.
I don't know. I think this might be my first 10 out of 10 in the show. This is a vibe.
Pull left and right by Keisha and Adrian A. All this gets so deep. Man, I'm hoping y'all diving. I don't fuck with surviving. I'm only thinking about thriving. But you way too afraid. Yeah, I know what your vibe
is. This is going on my playlist.
About me. That must be
look at that. DJ Phoebe's coming with the good picks.
Music I like 2021, 2022. That's my playlist name.
W playlist.
Hold up.
I never had a... Yeah, I had the word for
oh my God! I was not expecting that. I was expecting that. I didn't read who was on this.
We're gonna redo it?
I'm redoing that. The way she came in.
You gotta set it.
I ain't never had none, yeah, I had the word for it. Pray to God every day, even went to church for it. Built from the ground up, played in the dirt for it.
We're doing, we're doing a little rap radar on this show.
We all come from a very different path. Look at where we've been to, look at where we at.
Give me an
African vibe. Worry about what we on. Said I wouldn't make it, but I always prove on.
The piano vibe too, man.
Yeah,
right? I mess with it.
Hold up.
Turn into a big deal, but way realer than Black Friday. They let a visionary vibrate, hopping through the tri-state. I got this bird box simply go for blind date. Now I'm in a tri-state.
Did you peep that bar?
Yo, rewind it.
Did you peep
the tri-state? I got this bird box simply go for blind date.
Ah, that's fire.
I got the bird box simply going blind date.
I forgot about that movie.
Bird box simply going blind. That is tough.
Man wearing a blindfold and he shows it. Man, he could do this in his sleep.
That's tough.
Shahi, he could do this in his sleep.
Now I'm in a trying state, turned into a horror story. Broke my heart to the point I had to find tape. Spraying Lysol, sage, just to wipe her away
God.
Like eternal sunshine. Pulled up in a drop spot, less than summertime. Seen you with some other guy, long story summarized. Writing on the wall, got your message underlined. I've been getting high, summer crime ever since. Wonder why ill intent was inside of your skin, but damn. Dookie braids, droopy eyes, it was groupie love. Hurt feelings, no cap like bougie clubs.
Okay.
Set alone deep in silence, thinking about you getting sleep depriving. Yeah.
I ain't never had none, yeah, I had the word for it. Pray to God every day, even went to church for it. Built from the ground up, played in the dirt for it. God told me it would work out, I took his word for it. We all come from a very different path. Look at where we've been through, look at where we at. God.
The bars, are you listening to it?
I didn't listen to it. It's just her voice. Like, I'm over here, like,
played in the dirt for God told me it would work.
Rewind it a little bit more. Yeah, perfect.
Like bougie clubs, set alone deep in silence, thinking about you getting sleep deprived.
Even to
break it down
yeah.
for me.
I ain't never had none, yeah, I had to work for
it. I had nothing, I had to work for it.
Even went to church
even went to church for it.
The ground, played in the
dirt for it.
God told me it would
work. Right?
For it. We all come from a very different path.
Pass.
Look at what we've been through, look at where we at. Got them losing sleep, worry about what we
are. Said
I wouldn't
I'm
make
saying.
It, but I always prove wrong, yeah.
Like, you don't notice it because her voice
right?
is fire,
that
but she's got
tough.
Lyrics. I think this is the
that
first.
That jaw was tough. Shorty had lyrics, Brody had lyrics. That jaw was tough.
I think that's Straight the first 10 tough. Out of 10.
That is a 10 out of 10 on this night. Mind you, speaking of night.
I don't think I've ever gave a song 10 out of 10 on here before.
Speaking of night, speaking it's of pretty, soon, pretty soon it's going to be daylight saving.
Oh, I forgot about that. Now, thank you for bringing that in. That's going to be on the 6th, right? Here, let me look it up.
Pretty sure.
Just so I don't want to worry. Yeah, yep, the 6th.
It's getting nighttime, you feel me? Right now, it's night.
Yeah.
For us, it's
You're
like,
looking at your clock?
For us, it says it's clear. Clear skies, and it's 65.
Going Philip Grant on us. Pop off.
And it says temperature will plummet on Tuesday.
Bro, dressing for today's weather, it was like at a high of 75 and
right?
a low
it was,
of...
It was like hot, slash coldish, warm. It was weird. As of right now, it is 6.
You're looking at your clocks. 54. And maybe your alarm clocks if you're getting your rest in. Sleep good. No sleep bad.
I mean, yeah, man. Like, let's see. What's some other things we could do before we, you know, head out the door?
We got to give them shout-outs, everybody. Of course.
You can do that. That's all you get.
I got you. Shout-out to WGXC, the radio station, making this all possible. And also, you want to know what they're doing?
A play.
You read my mind. So, if you go to WGXC.org, you can either make a monthly donation or you can just do a one-time thing. You know, it helps us. If you want to, you don't feel forced, you know.
Does it?
Yes. It helps us, like, so much, I can't even think of a word for it. That's how good it be. But,
your shirt's green. What I also like is green is money. But we're not talking about being funny. What we're talking about right now is some good, warm nature bunnies. Bars. And as you can hear in the background...
You're going to put me to sleep, too.
I hear water. I see candles and rocks stacked up like a flower next to it.
Nah, is this going to be our new ending? We just got to, like, play everybody to sleep out as we go.
Warm hugs, sunshine near the fire.
You got you can't forget the warm milk and cookies.
Holy right, warm milk and cookies. Some turkey on the side if you like Thanksgiving. Nice hugs, nice family living.
Yeah.
So much clouds, I thought I was really loving living.
Okay.
It's so crazy. Crochet needles on the side. Grandmama making a blanket. So that way I can sleep and have mama sing me a good lullaby.
While you dream of some nice sweet apple pies?
Ooh, that's some good. I did have some apple pie today.
You finally got the apple pie! Let's go!
Had some apple pie today. It was very cliche. So many candles in my way. I may sing some sleepy music to give you a valid holiday. You know, fall was coming, fall was rising. We had October and November is here. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy November, everybody.
Clear. Ooh, see
clearly.
Look.
Yeah, I got you.
October is gone, it's November now. Thanksgiving so close, it's making me see clearer now. Peace, tranquility. Some humble vibes now.
Staring at the bigger clouds.
Word, seeing sunshine.
Sleeping, snoring out loud.
Hold on. Seeing sunsets. Wait, my voice. Seeing sunsets going so far now. Heard some crickets. They go along now. Peace, tranquility. 8 hours sleep now. Soft blanket, warm milk. Piano in the background. Nice time, warm waters. It's 6:57 now.
You see sun jets as the air jets, and you sweat off the moon sweat. I don't know. My bars ain't good today, but you know what? I hope you took one thing from the show, and that is sleep is good.
Sleep well.
Would you like to redo the title? You know what we got?
It's 6:58. You see your clocks. You see the sun. Oh wait, I lied. You see the moon.
It's time to get sleep.
It's time to go to sleep. Whatever time you go to sleep. Hopefully your day is
treat
well.
Yourself. It's good for your health.
Word. Get some good breakfast in your body. Get some good lunch. Good dinner, whatever it is. Whatever you have it. Have a good and blessed night. Hope the people around your circle can love you and cherish you, and that you have a great good night's sleep. Now,
sleep is important. Don't forget that.
Sleep is great. We gonna leave you off with is this humble, calming music for 2 minutes. Have a good, blessed night. And this is.
This has been.
DJ Sean Money and DJ Cola.
And this has been
signing for
Clubhouse Radio. See you soon after your great night's sleep.
Bye now.
Thank you.